Hello, my name is Scott Larson. I am kind of local also. I grew up in Sandy, Utah. I went to Utah State for undergrad, and then I went to the University of Utah where I got my MD-MPH degree, and now I'm pleasure to be here at McKady Hospital. Today's talk, I'm going to talk about barriers to prenatal care here in Ogden, Utah. First of all, I don't have any disclosures. I don't have anything. Just a lot of debt. The way we came up with this, as Ashley, Dr. Kernan mentioned, we have areas of concentration during our residency, and my area of concentration was obstetrics. Actually, Dr. Kernan and I formed a clinical question together. Based on an observation of our prenatal patients, we noticed that there were quite a few women that were presenting for their prenatal care starting in the second and third trimester. And we asked the question, first, who is most likely to present with this care and why are they presenting late? So we decided to do a survey. But first to start, I just wanna discuss the importance of prenatal care. First of all, the goals of prenatal care is to get an early, accurate estimate of gestational age. We want to identify patients who are at risk and also evaluate the mother's and fetus's health during the course of the pregnancy and anticipate problems and try to intervene if these problems occur, and also to educate our patients during these visits. Ironically, there's a Cochrane systematic review that reviewed randomized trials in different countries that showed that the number of prenatal care visits did not actually correlate in high-income countries with improved outcomes. It only showed it in low-income countries. And so the question is how many visits actually do women need to present? But we do know that women with other comorbidities, such as diabetes and hypertension, do need to have these comorbidities treated in order to ensure better outcomes for their children. So barriers to care, things that we noticed in our through other studies, that usually low economic status, language, access to health care, and knowledge of when to come into the clinic, and also to know if they were pregnant. Kind of a disclaimer on this slide. Yes, these women are trying to overcome their barriers to get their prenatal vitamins. I apologize, I didn't have any slides of pregnant women doing hurdles. So bringing this home to Ogden, first of all, just to give a little bit of background about Midtown Community Health Center. The mission of Midtown is to provide safe and excellent health care to residents of northern Utah, especially those with economic, geographic, cultural, and language barriers. It's a diverse population. About 66% of the clinic population doesn't have any insurance. 59% are racial minority, and 34.8% of these patients are actually best served in another language. It's also the home of our resident obstetrics clinic. And the demographics of our clinic, the number of prenatal patients back in 2011 was 895, with about two-thirds presenting in the first prenatal visit at the first trimester. And we had about 7.79% of low and very low birth weight babies. Just to kind of give you perspective what that means compared to Utah. And actually the local area. Here, Midtown, the percentage of people presenting at the first trimester, as I mentioned, was about 66%, which is decreased, as you can see, from the other regions in the rest of our community, given that a lot of our patients from Midtown actually come from a lot of these areas also. As a state in general, we are coming close to about 70%. Also, to give perspective of our outcomes of low birth weight babies, the Midtown is about 7.6%, which is close to Weber County, which of 7%. State of Utah is around 6.5%. So the objective of our study was to first identify the demographic and attitudes that present barriers to obtaining early prenatal care with the population served by our clinic. So what we did is we took 100 randomly selected volunteer participants on different clinic days to complete the survey. We got the demographic and known health history was gathered by our medical assistants prior to this. The survey was then given in English and Spanish with medical assistants for that would help with those needing literacy or language interpretation. And then also the patients, we then stratified them by the first trimester and those who presented late in the second and third trimester. And then we stratified that information by age, race, parity, education, behavior, and feelings about pregnancy. So this is our survey. First, it just shows that we had basic demographic information. And then we also asked health history information and if they were engaged in tobacco, illegal drugs, or alcohol, and the education. And then we asked them a couple of questions, how they felt about prenatal care, if this was important to them, and also what were their feelings about their pregnancy. And then also try to discover reasons why they weren't coming in until after second or third trimester. So this is the boring part, the statistical analysis. We just did the chi-squared test comparing the medical history between the first and the late presentation, and then we did two sample t-tests to compare the percentage of the demographic identifiers, and then the two mean t-tests to compare the responses using a calculator. So these are our results. First of all, the demographics by age. Hopefully, this lady didn't present. I just want to let you know that. Neither did she. So that's a good thing also. But we did find a statistical difference between the number of teenage patients who were presenting for late prenatal care versus those who were presented by the first trimester. Also, as you can see, about 78% of our patients are Hispanic. In our sample, which is also pretty indicative of the population of our clinic. But there was no statistical difference between the two groups in our samples. And we also looked at if parity had a factor, which we can also see did not. They're pretty much the same population within the two groups. When we look at education level, we also see that pretty much education did not have a factor in it all, also. Which the interesting part, even women who were college or postgraduate college, about 11% of our late presenters were women who had completed higher levels of education. So the timing of when these women came in after knowing that they were pregnant versus when they came in was also statistically significant in the fact that the first trimester took them about 3.5 weeks in order to, after they were pregnant, to get into their visit. However, the late entry, the average was 9.4 weeks. And interesting, just the health information. First of all, as you can see, that women with history of gestational diabetes were more likely to present in the late entry. And we can see that there was a trend. This is not statistically significant just because of the weakness of our study with the lower numbers. But we do start to see trends that women who viewed that they had a previous complication in their pregnancy actually presented earlier, along with women who actually smoked came earlier versus those who didn't. But another concerning fact is the fact that women who had known diabetes women who had known hypertension also were the same in the two different populations instead of coming early. When we asked women if they considered prenatal care important, there also was statistical difference in the fact that women, the late entry also did not feel as important. Emotions also, people who were happy were more likely to present in first trimester at trending, and people who were embarrassed were actually most likely to present early. And interesting also is that people who were worried about, who came into the first trimester, they stated that the reason they came in the first trimester because they were worried about if they were going to keep the baby or if they wanted to give up for adoption or abortion. And among the women that were presenting late, few that answered the question, stated that they didn't know they were pregnant. So weaknesses, we had low numbers of participants, and also some of our participants didn't answer all of the questions completely. So the discussion, the things that we learned from this, that the greater proportion of women who are age 15 to 19 presented late, and parity education level, race didn't matter, and there was a greater proportion of gestational diabetes and other comorbidities that also showed that didn't show the other comorbidities did not show a statistical difference. So the results, the people that we need to kind of things that I learned is that the at-risk populations is who we need to start looking at and help them become more aware why they need to come to their prenatal appointments earlier, and also many women who had gestational diabetes. The question is, why aren't they coming in early if they had history of this in the past? And we should also reach out to the teenage mothers who also presented in the late. So the next step is to conduct focus groups to find out why are these what are the attitudes of the teenage mothers? How can we compare and help the women who are presenting late versus early, and also look at the people the teenage moms who came in early, and as we didn't get good information, to help encourage them through a different process besides surveys, and help this become a discussion. And also, one thing I learned from my own practice is that as we talk about problems of how to prevent pregnancies, with our high-risk populations, we ask, and we also talk to them, our gestational diabetics, about the concern for developing diabetes in the future. We also need to discuss that when they do become pregnant, that they do need to come in early so that we can make sure that these comorbidities and other diseases are well controlled. So special thank you for my the MA, my wife who did all my data entry, and for her bachelor's project, and Ashley Kernan. Thank you.